Our guest at the cafe this morning is the chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission, Carol Taylor. Good morning.
Good morning.
You wrote something very interesting recently, and this was your guest list for a fantasy dinner party. And this came about because you're having your dining room
refurbished, renovated,
and got you to thinking about it. But what a list of Hunt County luminaries. And my guess is that a lot of people, there are names on here that I didn't know.
No.
So these are not the most famous necessarily
people. These are the very early, 1833.
Yeah.
Even before Texas was Texas.
Right. Well, the first you mentioned is a fellow named Lindley Johnson, who you say was, you think, the first settler in the Greenville area.
Yes. And actually settled out where the radio stations are northeast of town.
KGVL and KIKT.
Yes.
And that's on Wolf City Drive.
Yes. And he had settled there. He was, he had come to Texas in 1830s. He was an Indian fighter.
Texas Ranger, wasn't he?
Texas Ranger.
Which goes without saying, kind
of. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he was very good to Greenville. He was on the school board. He was, I think, one of the money lenders. There was no banks during the Republic of Texas.
Mm.
And so he was a very generous person.
But this was 1833.
Yes.
You know, it's interesting. If he settled there, that is not the direction that Greenville has grown. I mean, there's a lot of people that live out in that area now. But, I mean, that certainly all of the development of Greenville was well to the south.
I think it had to do with the Sabine.
Sure.
You cross the Sabine. The Sabine was the place to dam up for water reservoirs.
Mm-hmm. Which, of course, and very nearby there are the city
lakes.
City lakes, city water reservoirs. That's exactly right.
And there was, after World War II, there was some encouragement to build subdivisions out in that area. But L3, Majors Field,
mm-hmm.
E-Systems were the draw, and it was diametrically opposed.
Yeah, and all those were well to the south again.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
All right, we're gonna run out of time if we don't get to some of these others.
Okay.
Attorneys Alfred Thomas Howell, and is it Linton L. Bowman? I can't always read my handwriting. But,
yes. Howell came here from Virginia. He trained in law school in Kentucky. He went to Red River County first and then to Lamar County, but he couldn't get a clientele started. So he came down here where there were lots of land claims. He wrote letters home to his brother. His brother's family lived in Tennessee. They saved them, and in the 1960s, they gave them to the Tennessee State Archives.
And so these letters tell about life in Hunt County.
He is very candid about what he's seeing, what he's thinking, what he's feeling, and all the other people in town.
We need to come back and talk about him in particular.
Yes.
And then Linton Bowman, you said, had some extraordinary notes that he made.
He has a wonderful collection over at the archives in the G Library. He was a district judge when they still rode the circuits, and he would go when the court recessed, he would go and talk to older people in the audience.
Yeah, we need to talk about both of those and what they wrote. We're talking with Carol Taylor, chairman of the Hunt County Historical Association, Historical Commission.
Social. Commission.
Yeah, and I was intrigued. Eleanor Carruthers Langford.
Uh-huh.
Eleanor Carruthers Langford, you wrote, is the most fearless woman ever in Hunt County.
Yes. And you remember Langford Street over where you grew up?
Yeah, uh-huh.
And that's named for her. She married Maxfield Langford in 1822. He died 3 years later and left her with two children. So her in-laws were coming to Texas, and they brought her along. Got her a little cabin off to the side. And between 1828 and 1830, her father-in-law started visiting. And actually by 1832, he had moved in with her, and they came back up to Red River County.
And the reason you say that she was the most fearless woman in Hutt County is just simply because she dared to have this arrangement.
Yes. Yeah. And because of Spanish laws and Mexican laws, if she was a widow, she was entitled to take care of herself.
Which she did.
Which she did.
Well, fascinating. Carol, again, this is her fantasy dinner party of Hutt County historical figures. Carol, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us. Chairman of the Hutt County Historical Commission, Carol Taylor, you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.